A new kind of drug test approved by the Food and Drug Administration just a year ago is starting to revolutionize the drug screening business. It's a procedure that can deliver results online within minutes, Aaron Schachter reports.
Each day, hundreds of thousands of people across the country hear words like these.
I'm going to have you fill it up to the red line, please don't flush, and walk it out to me when you're done.
Okay.
I'll spare you what comes next, but after that, Kiana Van Deveren, a supervisor at this health clinic, puts the cup into what looks like essentially a single-serving coffee machine sitting on the desktop.
All right, I've got your sample. Everything looks good. Temperature is correct. Has to be between 90 and 100 degrees. Now I'm scanning your lid, just part of the process. And it usually takes about 3 to 8 minutes to get the results.
The device called eScreen conducts what's called a 5-panel drug test, checking urine for the presence of Valium, cocaine, marijuana, opiates, and PCP. Not too long ago, Van Deveren, whose clinic conducts drug tests for dozens of companies, would have sent the sample on to a lab, gotten results back in 3 to 5 days, then called an employer with results. Now, with eScreen, an employer can go online about half an hour after a test and get results that have been sent automatically to a website.
The big advantage to eScreen is that it's automated.
Melissa Sabas works with Stat America, a company that manages drug testing programs for major corporations, a $2 billion annual market. 80% of American companies screen for drugs, and 50 million tests are performed each year. You could be handed a cup whether applying for a sales job at Walmart or a partner position at a fancy law firm. eScreen, which is now used in about 1 million tests annually, can cost 20 to 30% more than the average lab test. But Sabas says many companies feel the convenience of a quick test more than makes up for the extra cost. And it's the first product to use the internet to get results to its clients.
It saves them time and money with the speed that they're able to recruit and get people on the job. They can hire the person the same day. They can send them to a client site the same day. In the retail industry, when you're competing with the store a block down the road, the sooner you get the test result, the sooner you get that employee on board, and that's very important in a pre-employment situation.
Sabas says the speed issue comes not just before hiring, but in the case of accidents as well. If a person is injured while operating a forklift or printing press, the eScreen can quickly rule out drugs as a factor. But still, many companies remain skeptical of the fast test and don't think it's worth the money. The federal government regulates drug testing for all government and transportation industry workers, like airline pilots and truckers. The feds won't allow on-site tests like eScreen to be used because they believe the tests are easier to tamper with. And Robert Stevenson, head of workplace issues for the Federal Department of Health and Human Services, also says the technology is still less precise than lab tests, too often coming up with a positive test result for the wrong reasons.
It could be that it cross-reacted with a drug that was being given as a part of a prescription, or something was taken over the counter. It had nothing to do with substance abuse. We're still concerned about that as part of the process.
If an eScreen does come up positive, which happens in about 5% of tests, it is sent on to a lab for more stringent testing. There are about 4,300 major drug testing sites nationwide. So far, after a year in business, some 1,200 of them use eScreen. Company officials say they are pushing to get eScreen in about 3,500 clinics within a year. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Schachter in Denver.